Coming to you from my grill in my driveway, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And here's another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm nervous about this one because we haven't been there in a long time.
I don't think we've ever been there, have we?
Yeah, we've been there in the 50s. We went there in the 50s. Oh, yeah, they carried off Pull Bear Bryant because he was coaching for Texas A&M. I don't know if that was last time, but that was one of the stories I had read this week. But I'm nervous about this one. I mean, I think Texas A&M, I mean, everyone thinks they're good because
they have Jimbo Fisher.
Well, not just that, but they took Clemson to the wire, and I know Clemson's bashing Wake Forest right now, but I think Clemson's overrated. Overrated fucking conference,
Yeah, ACC is just garbage.
So, but I mean, and obviously Alabama's been destroying everybody, so you really can't,
right?
Can't really gauge yourself on that. But the only reason they were ranked that one week was because they took Clemson at home to the wire.
How do you lose and become ranked?
I mean, that's why I see it too. Like, you lost at home to Clemson, and you're an SEC school, you should be better than them.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying Clemson, not down on Clemson. They've been fantastic, like 4 years now?
Something like that.
And but I mean, I'm just saying that's the only reason. But I am worried about this game because it's on the road, but Kentucky is built to win on the road because they're running. They're built to run, and they have good defense. I mean, that's what you want in SEC. That's what you win on the road.
You know, I'm not as nervous about this game, to be honest with you. I think if we win, it's huge for the program.
Oh, yeah.
Enormous. But if we lose, it really doesn't hurt us.
No, it doesn't hurt us. We get Georgia.
Georgia's probably going to drop one or two somewhere. We don't know. LSU might get them.
Yeah, they got Auburn.
We don't. Yeah.
They got Auburn a week after us.
They have a tough SEC schedule.
I mean, we lose tonight, then Georgia goes undefeated to us. They still have to play Auburn the week after us.
If we lose tonight, we lose our college football playoff show hopes.
Probably.
So what?
Maybe. We'll get the SEC championship and beat out.
Right. But if we win, I'm guaranteeing 10 wins.
Oh, yeah, if we win, it's definitely 10 wins. I don't think that's no doubt in that.
But a loss doesn't hurt us. Let's be honest here. Everybody will be happy with an 8-win season in Kentucky football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I will be happy with it, but I'll be disappointed if we're 5-0 right now. If they go down the stretch and finish up 3-4, I'll be pretty freaking mad because we watched Louisville last night. Bad.
Awful.
Bad awful football team. That was
the. It was cheaper than going to a high school football game. The tickets were so cheap.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was. It was cheaper than a Saturday game. That's true. And they allowed 66 points. What was it 66? Yeah, 66 points 66. Against Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
George Tech had 12 passing yards all game.
Their blackout was a red out because of all the empty seats.
Yeah, that's true too. That's pretty funny. But anyways, Vandy's tough. I'll always give credit to him because I think I like their coach and I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
But. You know, we should beat them. That's two right there, dude. That makes it – that should be seven.
Plus Missouri got beat by South Carolina.
And I'm telling you, dude, and like I've said it from the start, and we've said it. Actually, I didn't say it. You said it too. Tennessee is a dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
So if we can't go down there and beat the shit out of them. It's going to be all blue down there, by the way.
The only game that I think we'll lose in the second half of the season that we should lose is Georgia.
Georgia and A&M. I mean, A&M is one of those losses where if it was at home, you would be expecting us to win. But since it's on the road – 12th man. But I've said this from the start. I swear on this. The Swamp is the hardest place to win at, and we won down there.
Yeah, and we're going to win. The reason I like our chances tonight is our rushing attack. We eat time possession, and our defense is – I mean, our defense is a top-tier defense right now. They're playing unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. There was some passion efficiency or something like that, and Kentucky was number one, and Bama was two. I mean, that's pretty – I mean, come on.
Right. We're playing some of the best defense I've ever seen Kentucky football defense play in my life.
I mean, just the thing is tonight – is can Terry Wilson make enough plays
to win us the game? He's going to have to throw the ball at some point tonight.
Oh, he's going to have to. I mean, he can win it with his legs. I do think that. But eventually, he's going to have to make some throws.
Right, because A&M is going to put 9 guys in the box and said Terry beat us.
They should. I mean,
The only reason we didn't throw the second half of the South Carolina game is our defense is good enough to win us games. That we had that big enough lead, we just didn't care about them. So I don't really think they exposed us. But that's how you got to beat Kentucky is put 9 guys in the box.
I think he went conservative in second half because he wants to win the game. I mean, you got a big lead at halftime. You want to come out and you want to establish a run and just keep
good
going.
Your defense is going. And, I mean, hell, if we get 2 first downs on that series, we're eating up 10 minutes o'clock.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we talked about this last night where I still think Kentucky's going to lose 7 in a row and we're going to be 5-7 somehow.
We'll be going to the Louisville game playing for a bowl appearance.
But no, I mean, Louisville's dog shit. I mean, I'm sorry. That was like the worst Louisville team.
That was awful.
I mean, you know, I'm from Louisville, stuff like that, and I've watched Louisville games. I don't watch them that much, but
Louisville's like the
that
third
was
best,
the best one.
Louisville's the third best team in Louisville.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think Trinity and St. X might beat them. Mel sure as hell will beat them.
Oh yeah, Mel's real good. But yeah, okay. So he got on offense.
On offense, I'm going to say he might not be the player of the game, but the game relies on Terry. It's all how he plays. So if he has a good game, I'm going to say he maybe throws for 130 yards, no turnovers, rushes for 50, maybe a touchdown. And I think if we get that kind of performance out of them, we win this game because they're not stopping AJ and Benny.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I don't when these teams are going to stop talking shit about
right
about Snell and our running game, but offensive line's got to push it because, I mean, legitimately, Texas A&M's defensive line, which we talked about with Mississippi State and stuff like that, they have not allowed rushing.
No.
I mean, so if they shut that down, yeah, it's going to be up to Terry. And I agree with you. I think Terry's the key.
Terry's the key to this
the
game.
The key tonight.
Because we know Benny's going to eat.
I picked Benny all year long. You know, I still think Benny's probably going to have the best game, but I think Terry's going to be ultimately the reason why we won the game. Because the Florida game, he may not have made a lot of throws. I mean, I think he was like, what, 7 of 14 or something? It was something. Right. It was something. But he made the throws that you have to make.
Exactly.
That they'll take ease off AJ and Benny.
Benny. Yeah.
So
he's my offensive player of the game.
All right, so you got on defense.
Defense? I got Chris Oates. He might not have lead the team of tackles, but we're going to need a huge performance out of him. He just basically don't fuck up, kid.
Like, yeah, I mean
if we can get 5-6 tackles out of him, he had a great game against South Carolina. I think he had a couple sacks.
Yeah, Chris Rose is good. He was a freshman. I mean,
he's a true freshman, so it's a huge game for him.
Makes me feel good going forward.
Going in, yeah. And I think it's a good experience for him. And thank God we'll get cash back in the second half.
I mean, how good would this defense be if it had Pascal, dude?
Like, oh, my God.
I mean, seriously. If you had Allen on one side and Pascal on the other side. I'm not saying the defense has been fantastic all year. Defense lines are fantastic. They don't need Pascal.
No, we don't.
I mean, gosh.
Just
imagine.
They wouldn't be able to get a throw. Everything has to be quick hitters.
That's my thing is he's going to get healthy. I mean, they already said he's out of the boot, stuff like that. He's going to get healthy. He's going to be like Josh Allen next year. And I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. But you know, I read something this week was, did you read that thing with Cash? They should put him in a cage for the first half.
Oh, yeah, put him in the cage for the first half?
Awesome. Could you imagine?
Awesome.
Could you imagine that guy?
Just, like, roll him out with, like, a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Just
like,
don't feed him or don't give him anything.
That would be amazing.
Just don't feed him. Just keep poking him and stuff.
Just like raw steak and just let him
just put him in front of the student section. Just, like, just let him just roll on in. Just roll him out. No, I think Ivan Cash is going to be huge loss. Yeah. I mean, I'm not against that targeting rule. I'm okay with it, I guess.
The rule's the rule.
I get the rule. I mean, the rule is what the rule. But I think you should only have, like.
He should have a. He should
that
know
game,
better.
That yeah, game. That he game. He should be out that game. And
he
then
should,
we're
he
done.
He should know better. He's a veteran player. He should know that you can't.
Dude, this like 10 years ago or 12 years ago when we were playing. That was a good hit. Like, right. you're getting like a helmet
high
slap.
Fived, yeah.
You're probably getting a sticker for that.
With today's football. You can't do that. And he should know that now.
No, he should know that by now. You're right. You're right. But at the same time, I mean, I think that they need to look at that and say, you know, he should be kicked out of the game, that play. Maybe a couple times targeting, then kick him out.
Right.
If you're going to stay with the one, they shouldn't go. Shouldn't extend.
It was a malicious hit.
No, you shouldn't extend it to another game.
I think if he's launching himself and doing something maliciously, yeah, get his ass out, suspend him for a game.
They shouldn't. Like I said, they should extend
just
it. That game done.
Because he was playing hard. Yeah. I don't think he intended to do that.
No, heck no.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think it should just be a one game. During that game, you're
done.
You don't finish.
I agree. And it's done.
But if he launches himself or purposely did something damaging, then yes, he should be set up for a game.
All right. Well, my defense player of the game was Josh Allen, and I just think it's because it seems like every big game we got, that guy is wreaking havoc back there.
Unblockable.
He's unblockable. I mean, he is, like, if you go back and watch this last two games, he is literally pushing that quarterback up in the pocket and making him throw. Quarterback's got like 3 seconds. So. I'm just saying he's the key guy, dude. I mean, there's no way. I mean, they're going to be double teaming him, chipping him, and he just gets back there, man.
He's unbelievable.
He's going to make a lot of money next year.
Yeah, he's going to be rich as fuck.
All right, so what's our final score?
Final score prediction? 21-7 Kentucky. Or no, 21-17. I said that wrong. Sorry.
21-17 Kentucky. Okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be 28-27 Kentucky.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be a close game. I said that the last three weeks, and they proved me wrong, so hopefully they prove me wrong again. It seems like we get a really hot start, and I think if we get a real hot start, we especially in this stadium, if you get out there.
Take the crowd out.
Yeah, take the crowd out. I'm watching LSU Florida, and I don't know what the score. I think when I left, it was 14-13 Florida. And, I mean, LSU came in there, and, you know, LSU's this big-time team. We own Florida in that stadium. So
yeah.
Makes me feel a little bit better about that win. It keeps every week that looks a little bit better. But Yeah, man, I think I'm excited. I'm ready to go. We got our complimentary tickets from
for the basketball.
for you know, renewing early.
And so
true fans.
And this week we're actually eating ribs. Yeah. Little barbecue ribs for the game. So Nick, what's the drink for the game and the ribs?
The ribs are gonna be really good. And chicken too. Cause,
no, but what are you drinking?
Oh, what am I drinking? Oh, I'm drinking Knob Creek, duh.
I'm not really
I used to like Makers a lot, but it's just too sweet for me now. But I've been drinking Makers for games, and we've been winning, so I'll probably drink Makers, to be honest with you.
Then drink the Makers.
I'm going to drink the Makers.
Don't fuck
this up. Like Knob Creek. It is some good shit.
As much juju, my lucky sandals broke on my way over here.
Well, if you lose, it's your fault.
It's
so.
Clearly my fault. Hopefully that's not like,
I'm not shirt
like,
right
like
now,
a
so.
Major injury to come to one of our players. Like,
I'm not even wearing my shirt because I don't want it to get like sweaty.
Yeah.
It's hot as shit out here.
Dude,
it's October.
Way too hot for October.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Grits is saying, that's Grits is calling. He's ready to eat, I guess. Well, what are you saying? The show's over.
The show's over.
All right. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
Go Cats.
Fuck you.